All right. Okay, so tonight's stop is sponsored by my friend Marvin Resmuth in memory of Fern's mother, who is your tzaddik, was I think today. Malkut Dvor about Yosef HaKohen Zichron HaLevracha. All right, so we're on Daf Tet Bav tonight. Everybody will focus. We have a big daf. I'll pause periodically. We're on the top line. 15a, the top line. Tet Bav Amud Aleph. Okay, so in yesterday's Gemara, you learned on the second medium wide line on Yudalim Beis. So the Gemara quoted a brisa that Shmona Nevi'im Behem Kohanim Yatumi Racham Azona. The Gemara says there were eight Nevi'im, eight prophets who were Kohanim, and they descended from Rachav Hazona, who was the one who married Yoshua. Ve'eluhain, Neria, Baruch, Ustraya, Machsia, Yirmia, Kilkia, Hanamel, Vishalom. Those are the eight Kohanim. So of the eight, so four are Nevi'im that are mentioned in the Psukim, and four are their fathers. So if you look, Top Rashi and Tifav Benal says that Yirmia, Hanamel, those are written in the Psukim, those are Nevi'im, and Baruch Ustraya, those are also mentioned. But the other ones are their fathers, like Chilkiah is Yirmiah's father, and Machsia is Sariah's father, and so forth. So the Gemara says the top line tip of Manala, Pishtema Inhu Mefarshi. So the four of them are explicitly in the Psukim, it's clear they're Nevi'im. Elavah Taimanan, how do we know that their fathers were also Nevi'im? So he says, Kidu Ula, like Ula explains, the Amar Ula, Komakom Sheshmo B'Shem Aviv, the Neviyat, if somebody is mentioned, Ploni ben Ploni, in conjunction to giving a Nevuah, Yadushu Navi ben Navi, then it's clear that he's a Navi ben a Navi. So if the Navi says Yirmiah ben Chilkiah is giving a Nevuah, it's clear that not only Yirmiah is a Navi, but Chilkiah, his father, is also a Navi. Shemo v'lo shem aviv, but if only his name is mentioned without his father's name, yadushu navi v'lo ben navi, then it's clear that only he's a navi and the father's not the navi. Shemo b'shem iro beforash, if the navi, his name is mentioned and the name of his city is mentioned, yadushu me'ota ha'ir, so then it's clear that he's from that city. It means that he's born in that city. I think it's the way the article had it. Let me see where the Aleph is in the Bach. One second, looking for the Aleph in the Bach. Yeah, Navi Meotahair. He says, Shemo Velo Shemiro, but if it's mentioned his name without the name of his city, Biadushahu Mirushalayim, then it's clear that he's from Yerushalayim. All right? Now let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. But when Itatan and the Bryce that we learn, Kol Shema Sav Umasev Utapstumim, in other words, if you don't know anything about the person or his father's actions, and then the Navi praises one of them positively. The word of Hashem that came to Tzifanya. Tzifanya is one of the Treyasar, and it's one of the Nevi'im that we never have Haftorah from Tzifanya. This is Tzifanya ben Kushi ben Gedalia, Yadushu Tzadik ben Tzadik. Then you know that he's a Tzadik, the son of a Tzadik. The whole Spirit Lechaktu Bechamihim Lignai, but If the Navi mentions somebody in a disparaging way, Kigon, then in the seventh month, Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama came. He was the one who killed Gedaliah, the Adushu Rasha ben Rasha. Then you know that he's a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Okay, so let me pause for 30 seconds now. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to move on unless anybody's got any questions. All right. All right, kind of hard. We got a nice crowd in the Zoom world. All right, let's take a look. All right.
Who do you have in the base medrash?
I have three people plus me, four of us all together here. But in the Zoom world, I think we have about eight. All right, okay. Welcome, Oday. Nice to have you. So we're on Tetfav and Aleph around the sixth very wide line. Okay. All right. So now the Gemara says maybe the fifth wide line. So Amar Rav Nachman Malachi Zed Mordechai. So Rav Nachman says that we know that what last in the Nevi'im that's mentioned is Malachi. Malachi is last in Treyasar, Malachi. So Rav Nachman says Malachi is another name for Mordechai. That's what Rav Nachman says. But Lamed HaKrashma Malachi, why was he called Malachi? Shem Mishnah LeMelech. He was a Mishnah LeMelech. We know last Pasuk in the Megillah says Mordechai Yudi Mishnah LeMelech HaKashverosh. So he's called Malachi. He occupied an important position. And he's like a Malach, I assume. He means like that. So the Gemara says, Mayfi, and this we ask a question from the following Braisa. The Braisa says Baruch ben Neriya, Ustraya ben Shvi Machsia. The Grachen, you know, corrects it. It's Ustraya ben Machsia. With Daniel, Mordechai Bilshan. Now, Mordechai Bilshan, the Gemara thinks, is the same as Mordechai, and he's called Bilshan because he knew the Shivim Lashon, he knew 70 languages. The Chagai Zachari Malachi, Lani Nabu Bishnat Shtayim Darvat Yavish. They all gave prophecy in the second year of Dar Yavish, but it mentions Mordechai and it mentions Malachi, so it sounds like two different people, not to the same person. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman is all up Bishlach. Indeed, it's not true that Malachi is Mordechai. So Tani, we learn the Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon Korcha, Malachi is Ezra. Rav Shimon Korcha says Malachi is another name for Ezra, Ezra Sofer, who helped bring the people back in the time, you know, into the second base of Mikdash. But Chachamim Omrim, Malachi Shmo. The Chachamim say no. In other words, it's not saying Malachi was Ezra. His name was Malachi, he wasn't anybody. His name was Malachi. It says, Amar Rav Nachman, Mistabra Kamanda Amar Malachi Za Ezra. So Rav Nachman says, it's interesting, Rav Nachman is the one who said above that Malachi was Mordechai. But I guess now he's moving on. He says, so Rav Nachman says, it's logical. Now, the Gersh in Yaakov is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so then it would change it. But the way our Gersh is that Amar Rav Nachman, Mistabra Kamanda Amar Malachi Za Ezra. It makes a lot of sense that Malachi is the same as Ezra. The Thibin of Yit Malachi, because in the prophecy of Malachi, it states, Vagda Yehuda means Yehuda has acted treasonously, but Toivan is Tab Yisrael, Yerushalayim, an abomination has been done in Israel and Jerusalem. Kichilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem. That Yehuda has profaned that which is holy. Now it's either the Kodesh Hashem or Hev, or Asher Hev Uba'al Badeel Mechar. They've gotten involved with non-Jewish women. So that's what Malachi is inveighing against the Jews who have like these non-Jewish women, non-Jewish women. And the Gemara says, where do we see in Tanakh that somebody told them to get rid of or made efforts to that they should get rid of the non-Jewish women? He says, Ezra is the one that does it. The thief, Bayan Shechanya ben Yechiel, Bibnei Elam, Bayom Ezra, Anachnu Malnu Belokenu, Benoshev Nashim Nachriot. So Shechanya says to Ezra, you know, we've done a terrible Aveira. We have some non-Jewish men have married non-Jewish women. And then Ezra, you know, tells them to divorce them, to get rid of these wives. I think it was like 300 men had married non-Jewish women. And the total Yisra of an Eretz Yisrael at that point was 40,000. So it was a small percentage, but because of that, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash was delayed. But the point being that he identifies Malachi with Ezra, and you see the Nebuah of Malachi is, you acted treasonously, in other words, you've taken the non-Jewish women, and we see in Sefer, that's in the Navi, and in the Ketuvim, Ezra says, you got to get rid of the non-Jewish women. Okay, please your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far.
Rabbi, you had mentioned that any Navi
Daniel, wait 1 second. Rafi's asking a question, then I'll come to you, okay?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
No. In other words, Ezra is nothing. Ezra is a Jewish leader who's leading the Jewish people back to Eretz Israel. So the Gemara is suggesting that Malachi is the same as this Ezra. Nothing to do with the king, nothing to do with Mordechai, nothing to do with anything like that. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Okay, what do you got for me, Daniel?
You mentioned any Navi whose father's name is mentioned. The father is also a Navi. So Moshe ben Amram, that we say, that means that his father was a Navi also. I mean, Amram was a Navi.
Yeah, so the name has to actually be mentioned with the Nevuah, but you had a list of the Gemara, I think, in yesterday's daf about the 48 Nevi'im, right? Rashi has a list. And so if you look in that list yesterday, let's look quickly, and we'll see. Amram, I think, was a Navi, but I don't see him in this list, I must tell you. But it means that, in other words, it means if, like, it says, it'll say, like, you know, Chazon Yeshayahu Venamot, like that. It says the vision or the words. I don't think it's in the Torah. The truth is, I don't think you ever see where it says Moshe in the Torah, where it says Moshe ben Amram. We know that his father was Amram, but I don't even remember anywhere where it says Moshe ben Amram in the Torah. But I'm not sure.
But he was, that. I mean, if he was a Navi, how come he's not mentioned in the list? He's a machloket?
No. So the list was yesterday. So the Gemara says that there were 48 Nevi'im, and the Gemara says that the 48 Nevi'im had Nevuas that were for future generations. This is really yesterday's daf, but there are really many more Nevi'im that Klal Yisrael has.
Right.
So you have to look a little more about this, okay? All right,
okay,
I'm going to move on. Unless anybody, any more questions, comments, or thoughts, everybody good? So let me move on to Gemara. All right, so welcome, Daniel. Okay, you made it. Okay. So now we're around the 15th very wide line on Tetvav Manala. The 15th very wide line on Tetvav Manala. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Arban Hashim Yifei Fi Yorayu Ba'olam. There were four really beautiful women in the world. Sarah, and on the side he corrects the order. Rachav is, you know, with Yericho, and the woman that, you know, helped the spies and then converted and married Yoshua. And Ba'Abigail. Abigail was Esha Naval who married David HaMelech, but Esther. Ulamandamar Esther Yerachrokodaita, according to the opinion, says Esther was like had a sallow complexion. He says, Mapik Esther Mahel Vashti. Take Esther out and put Vashti in the four. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Rachav Bishma Zinta. If a person, like we just mentioned, Rachav's name, he would have lustful thoughts. Ya'el the Kola. If you heard Ya'el's voice, you would, you know, have like lustful thoughts. Abigail b'schirata. If you would mention Abigail, he says Michal b'Shaul b'riyata. If you would see Michal b'Shaul, you know, you go crazy. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Omer Rachav Rachav Mi'anikri. Rabbi Yitzchak says, whoever says Rachav Rachav twice, meaning Mi'anikri, means he'll have like a seminal emission. So Amelie Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, Anamina Rachav Rachav. I said Rachav Rachav twice, but liquidly, doesn't do anything, I don't care one way or another. So Amar Le, Rav Yitzchak said, Hika Amina, when I said that you say Rachav twice, this would be, you know, big issue, the Yoda of Makira. So Yoda Makira is either, Rashi elsewhere states, it means the same thing, that you knew her, that's one thing, or I think Tosfos learns elsewhere, Yoda, you had relations with her already, and Makira, and then you saw her. You know, it means like if you had had relations with her, and then you saw her, and then he said Rachav Rachav, that would do the trick. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. You know, I hate to bother you. Yosef, can you get me a chumash? Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry, one chumash. Okay, so and I think it helps to follow this part in a chumash, but I leave it up to all of you to make your own decision. Okay, so again, the Gemara is going back. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Yosef. Okay. So if you have a Megillas Esther near you or available, I think it's helpful for this Gemara, but it's not 100% necessary. All right, let me get the Megillah out though. I'm using the Art Scroll Gemara here, Chumash. Okay, so all right, we're up to page 1255, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Okay, so if you have the Megillah, it's Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. In the Art Scroll, it's page 1255. So back in the Gemara. So it says, Mordechai adar kol asher na'asa. So in the Megillah, it says Mordechai knew everything that had taken place with Haman and Achashverosh had fled to destroy the Jews. Then it says, Vayikra Mordechai b'gadav v'yabashak v'efer. He rends his garments, he puts on sackcloth. Vayitzei b'tocha ir v'yizak satag l'amara'ob. Then he goes out into the city and he gives this big and bitter cry. So the Gemara says, Mordechai da koshena sa mayamar. What did Mordechai say? It says vayizak zaka. He had this like terrible cry. What was he saying? So Ravamar gavah Haman me'achashverosh, and the Bach has the word gavali bo shalaman me'achashverosh. Haman has had sort of greater temerity or a greater chutzpah than Achashverosh, that he suggested, you know, something that Achashverosh would never have said. I'm going to like exterminate the Jews. It's like Rahman Aslan, like the Nazis, like somebody now he's got a, like this idea. It says Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Ushmuel Amar, Gava Malka Ilam Malka Tata. So he says that the heavenly king has, you know, overtaken the earthly king. So it means just the opposite. In other words, it's Lashon Sagina Hor. Sagina Hor is a person's blind, you say he has good vision. In other words, the Gemara doesn't want to say the opposite, but he's saying that Kivyachol, that like Haman has like overcome, you know, Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now then the Gemara goes on to the Pesukim. It says later on in the Gemara, a few lines later, at least on page 1255, three lines from the bottom,
But Tarana Nuris Ritsa Megidlo Vatit Chal Chal Hamatama O. The queen was greatly distressed. So Vatit Chal Chal, the Shorish could be Chil, fear, but it's doubled over. Vatit Chal Chal, so it's Chil, fear, but it's also, at least the way the Gemara understands it, related to the word Chalal, like cavities opening up. Vatit Chal Chal Hamatama O. Vatit Chal Chal, Amarav Shapir Sanita. So Rav says Shapir Sanita, like she became Anita. In other words, things are opening up. In other words, this happens, and then like she becomes Anita. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Shuhutzrachan Kaveh, she had to go to the bathroom. In other words, the news was so horrendous, it like impacted her physically. And it was interesting, you know, today I was curious about the turn of phrase Shapir Sanita. Pierce Anita means she became Anita. But how do you get from the words Pierce Anita that she became Anita? So I looked in the, I saw something in the base matters, but I spoke in the Jastro. So the Jastro says Pierce means to spread, but he says Pierce means, at least the way Jastro understood it, that she put on her garment of being Anita. They would wear like a garment of being Anita. So that's the way Jastro understands Pierce Anita. All right. So anyway, so he says, Shuskon Kaveh. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, so I don't know. That's the way Jastro has it. So that's the only way he would say it. Or that's the way it sounds like. Okay, now, but to Christ there lahata. So anyway, so Mordechai, he's sitting, he's you know, in sackcloth, and he's giving this big cry outside the palace. So Esther sends to Mordechai, he says, but to Christ there lahata. He says, let me see. So he says, and he says, this is on page 1256, that's okay, but on the top line. But first of all, he says, but Saviyu al Mordechai, Ladat Man Saviyu al Mazeh. So she sends good garments for him. He doesn't want to receive the nice garments. And then she sends Hatach, find out what's going on with him. So back in the Gemara, but Christ la Hatach, Amarav, Hatach is a Daniel. So Rav says, Hatach is another name for Daniel. Daniel, the biblical Daniel. He says, why was Daniel called Hatach? That he was cut down from his position. So he, in time of Achashverosh, Rashi brings down that he was like one of the top three like rulers in the kingdom. He's like part of an inner ministry. And now he had been brought down. But he came through. He says, Belshazzar had it as one of three, and Daryavish also had it. And then he said, and Koresh as well. And then Achashverosh, he dropped him down. He went down a notch. In other words, the key is that the hay and the chet transpose themselves. So Hatak, it's like Hatak. He was cut down from his position. So Shmuel says a little bit the opposite, that he was so powerful that all the Rimalchut are Nechtach Alpiv. It's like in English, you say to cut an order in the court. They'll say, we're going to cut an order. So it means like he would be involved with that. Okay, anyway, back to the Megillah. The Esther calls Ladat Man Zaviyah Mazeh. So Ladat Man Zaviyah Mazeh, Amr Yitzchak Shachalo, that Esther sent to Mordechai through Hatach, Shema Avru Yisrael Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Maybe, I see things are bad, apparently. Maybe Klal Yisrael has transgressed the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Chibahen Mizeh Mizeh Heim Ketuvim. It's in other words, Ladat Mazeh, V'al Mazeh. Maybe they, in other words, it's like a code. Maybe they transgressed the Torah. It says concerning the Torah, Mizeh, Mizeh, and Ketuvim, that they were written from one end to the other end by the Sarda Dibro. So Hatak goes out. Mordechai tells him everything that happened, how Haman, you know, is offered all this money to destroy the Jews. And with the request that she go to Achashverosh and plead for the people. So Hatach comes, he tells Mordechai, and then Esther says to Hatach and tells him, and Mordechai, you know, everybody knows, you walk into that palace, you know, and you're not summoned, you know, my head could be on the platter soon. And I haven't been called in 30 days.
Can I ask a question here?
Give me another 60 seconds and I'll pause, okay? He says, my younger Mordechai should go there. So Mordechai says to Esther, don't think you're going to hang out and be good if we're all getting killed. If you're quiet at this time, Yeshua will come from somewhere else. And who knows, maybe this is why Hashem has put you in Malchut at this point in time. So let's see back on the Gemara. So he says, So by Agiru LeMordechai eight divrei Esther. So it says that they told Mordechai what Esther said, that I don't know if I can go to Achashverosh, I'm afraid he's going to kill me. The Ve'ilu Ihu Lo Azal Gabe says by Agiru they told Mordechai. So Hatach is going back and forth, and then all of a sudden it changes by Agiru LeMordechai. They told Mordechai. So the Gemara says that Hatach didn't go back and to relate what Esther had to say. Mikan she meshivin al chakala. Like, you don't bring bad news to people. So a meshivin al chakala, you don't want to bring bad news. If you look at Rashi, al chakala shita Esther munat lavo lamelach. Esther didn't want to go to the king. The pichach lo yishiv chatach et shlichuto. Esther shalchad v'rei de'acher. So Esther sent it with other people. All right, let me just pause for a second. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern?
It's just interesting that Mizeh Mizeh, they're saying that Esther said to Mordechai, maybe they were not doing the mitzvot or the chumash,
right,
the Torah.
Right.
But doesn't it sound like it would be the opposite? In other words, she's in the palace. What does she know what's going on outside the palace? He's the one outside the palace who should suggest to her.
Well, she sees that he's in sackcloth and mourning. She gets the news. Mordechai tells her there's been a decree of extermination, and then she says Ladat Mazevi Al Mazeh. So she says maybe the Jews have transgressed the Torah. Maybe that's what the problem is.
But I think that's interesting that she came to that conclusion before he did.
Okay. Any other questions, comes to us from anybody?
Yeah, you're talking about the most beautiful women. First of all, there is an opinion that Esther was 7 years old.
All right.
And also about Rahab, who said when Yosha married her, 40 years she was in this business of being prostitute. So
yeah, but the Targum says she was a puntakita. That wasn't a lot of work. But I think that Chazal teaches that usually Zona means that. In this case, it doesn't.
You don't get hairy from
Punitica. Yeah. Listen,
how
tough can be a sadis. Oh, excuse me, how what?
How tough can be a sadis.
So where does the phrase sadis?
It says, tough.
Yeah. Oh, it says, me sadis. Yeah. Me sadis. Say hamelech asher yihemi lefaneho. That does seem difficult. That does seem difficult. That I don't know the answer to that.
Mordechai
didn't
still be that
Haman
already killed the
Tach
on the way back to
Oh, all right. Anyway, so Oded was saying that it's hard to understand how Daniel would be a Saris. A Saris is, you know, a person, you know, who's it says that Hatach means Sarisei Amela. All right. Listen, I really apologize. I have to move quickly. So please, I'm going to move forward and then I'll pause a little bit. Okay. There's just a lot of Gemara to do tonight. Okay. So let's get back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so Leif Kenoset Kula Yudim Gomer, Ada Shalokadat. So Esther says, gather all the Jews, fast me for 3 days, and I'm going to go in Ashalokadat, not the way the rules normally provide. I'm just going to go into Achashverosh. Amr Biaba, Shalokadat, Haya, Shalokho Yom Yom, Arshaba Ones, Vikshaba Ratzon. So he said, Rabbi Abba says, what do you mean Ashalokadat? That previously, he would force himself on me. And it was, I went, today, now I'm going to go voluntarily to him. He says, V'chasher avadti, shem shavadti mibet abba. Just, I lost from my father's household. She remembers her father and mother died, you know, when she was born. She was an orphan from birth. Kach ovad mincha. So too, now you're my husband, Mordechai, according to the fact that she's a husband. Now I won't be able to have relations with you anymore because I'm going to voluntarily go to Achashverosh. By Avor Mordechai, then it says by Avor Mordechai, by Ask Kloshes Tovus there. Amarav Shehavir Yom Rishon Shapesach Katani. So Shehavir Yom Rishon Shapesach is either the way the Arshva said that they supplanted the first day of Yantiv with a Tanis. In other words, that they're going to fast for 3 days. And there's a question of which 3 days are, but I can't get into details about this now, but we'll do the way Rashi has it. If you look at Rashi, Yom Tarishon Shapesach, Rashi says, Shereyu Gimel Benis, and again, the most of the events in the Megillah take place around Pesach time. So he says, that the letters of extermination were written on the 13th of Nisan. They fasted on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan. So they're fasting Erev Yantiv, first of Yantiv, and then the first day of Chol HaMoed or the second day of Yantav, they had an Uvishishasar Nitla Haman Ba'erev, the night following the 16th of Nisan, Haman was hung. So back in the Gemara, so that's by Shavir Yom Rishon. So either Havir Yom Rishon he supplanted or he transgressed by turning the Yantav into a Tanis. Shmuel Amar, the Avar Akuma Demaya. Shmuel says he crossed like a pool of water. He says, on the third day, so they're fasting 3 days, on the third day, Esther dresses up in Malchut, in royalty. So Gemara says, Big Day Malchut, if it means royal clothes, so that it should say, Big Day Malchut. It says, Malchut. Amr Blazar, Amr Chanina, Mamesh Lavashta, Ruach HaKodesh. So it says, Lavashta, it says Vatabash Esther Malchut doesn't mean that she dressed in royal clothes. It means that she was enveloped with Ruach HaKodesh. Tiv Hacha Vatabash. Here it says Vatabash. Uchtiv Hatam Ruach Lavshan Amasai. So the Gemara is bringing this to prove that the word Lavash in Hebrew does not always relate to clothes. Lavash can mean other things as well. So with Amasai, there's an incident in the Navi where before David HaMelech, you know, he's still on the lam from Shaul, and people come to join him. And David is suspicious that the people who are coming are really agents of Shaul. They're not true people, you know, loyalty to him. So Amasai comes to him, but Ruach Lapshad Amasai. He means he's filled with the vigor to argue on behalf of the people. But it means that Ruach, over there, in other words, over there and says, Lapshad Amasai, it's not talking about clothes, it means he's filled with spirit. So here too, when it says about Tabash Esther Malchut, where it says it means Ruach HaKodesh. But Amr Blazar Mukhanina, Lam Altihi Birchad Hadiyot Kalabeinecha. The bracha from a plain, ordinary person should not be insignificant to you. Shrei Shnei Gedolei Dor Berchum Shnei Hadiyotot. We have two Gedolei Dor were blessed by two ordinary people, Minikaimabahen, and the brachot got fulfilled with them. The Elohein, David and Daniel. David and Daniel were each blessed by an ordinary person, and the bracha got fulfilled. David the Baruchi Aravna. David was blessed by Aravna Hidusi. He says, "Dechti b'yom Aravna l'melech v'gomer." And the Bach, you know, the Gemara always puts the beginning of the pasuk. You need the whole pasuk. And if you look at the Bach, it says, "B'yom Aravna l'melech Hashem l'kepe yurtzecha v'gomer." If you remember at the end of Sefer Shmuel Beis, so David HaMelech is there's a plague that hits because David HaMelech has a census, and then. The Navi says to him that if you build a mizbeach and the goren aravna yibusi and offer a korban, it'll stop this plague from going further. So David HaMelech goes, and the aravna yibusi, the goren, is on the makom hamikdash. So David HaMelech goes, he purchases the goren from aravna yibusi, he builds the mizbeach and he offers a korban and the magefa stops. So aravna yibusi says to David, Hashem elkecha yirtzecha, Hashem should receive your offering favorably. And it was received favorably. So that's one bracha, and that got fulfilled. He says, Daniel, the Baruch Daryavish, Daniel was blessed by Daryavish, who's the Persian king. Persia always comes up and they stop him. He says, Dechiv, Hashem Elkecha, Diyan Palachle, B'tadira, Huishesvina. God that you always pray to will save you. This is before he throws him into the lion's den. So the rule was that he makes a rule. He says, anybody that prays to any god or anything the next 30 days other than me, you know, goes into the lion's den. And then people come and say, you know, Daniel, we saw him praying, whatever. So he says, you know, he doesn't want to really throw him in the lion's den, but rules rule. What can I tell you? God should save you. You know, Zuzayim Gebetsch. Anyway, but Daniel was saved from the lion's den. The curse of a plain person should also not be insignificant in you. Avimelech gave a call to Sarah. This is after, remember, when the Sarah and Avram and Sarah, they go to Eretz Plishtim, and Avram says, Sarah is really my sister. And then Avimelech takes her in his home, and he goes through a whole tumult, like he's hit by a magefa there, and he releases her. And then he says, when he releases her, and then Hashem appears to him in a vision, the whole thing. He says, I gave, you know, all this money to your brother, means Avram Avinu. He says, the way Chazal understand the Gemara Bava Kama, that it was a klala that you know, you should suffer, Lord, people in your family should suffer blindness. In a kayim bizarro, it's fulfilled with her progeny, but he kizachin ischak ba techenainav, that, you know, he couldn't see so well Yitzchak when he was older. This is just another memra that it brings up Reb Chanina, because Reb Lazar and Reb Chanina, not that it has anything to do with Megillah. He says, Amina Basarbadam Adam Shfikde Rabbi Karkan Hotin Sokamayim. A person, a mortal man, he puts a pot on the stove and then he fills it up with water. He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the water in place and then places the pot around it. He says, and then again, they don't quote the end of the pasuk. It says he brings the avim. In other words, he places the water in heaven, and then the clouds come and absorb the water. So the idea is that the chafetz comes first, and then the kli for it. It's famous line. It's in Pirkei Avot. Whoever says something in the name of one who said it, he brings redemption to the world. That Esther told the name Mordechai about big time Vateresh. So because she said B'shem Mordechai, so brought Geula, then Mordechai got credited with it. And then eventually, like in as things we'll see in a few lines, you know, and in the Megillah, that Ahasuerus was grateful to Mordechai, and then he has them, you know, with the horse and the dress. Amar Blasim B'chanina, Sadiq Avad L'Doro Avad. When a tzaddik dies, he's lost to his generation, but it means the neshama is still around in Shemayim. Mashalim Dam Shabdul Margalit, it's like a person who loses like a pearl, like a wonderful thing. Humakom Shahu Margalit Shama. He's a Kumakom Shahi Margalit Shama Lo Avda. Kumakom Shahi Margalit Shama. Right, I'm sorry, thank you. He says, wherever it is, it's still Margalit Lo Avda El Labala. In other words, the person who had the Margalit, he lost it. But wherever it is, it's still a margalit. The same way the person's neshama, it's there, but it's just we don't have it. All right, let me just pause for a second. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? What's up, Aaron Moshe? I can't hear you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when you say b'shem Imra, if the person is not alive, we say so sorry, dover voice bekever.
No, dover bekever, right? That's true. All right. All right, everybody, that's good. Yeah, so it means like the brachot. Well, the brachot and klalot are mina kadosh baruch hu, but it sounds like in some way, and the same way with the brachot, like that Aravna did it, well, wasn't necessarily where Daryavish that he gave a brachot to Daniel, but in some way it helped a little bit. Some way, and so I think the klal the other way also.
They said that they gave a bracha over there back to Yulia. Because of that, they could not instill because they didn't want to think. And it was Debracha that gave her.
So that you want to argue from there.
Exactly,
in other words, like the bracha from Russia is really a klala. All right. I got to keep moving. Okay. Wait. What's up? Yeah. Right. And it says, "Kulam nevchu in the klala," except for the bracha and Midrasha. Okay. Let's take a look back on the Gemara. So we're two lines from the bottom. Amar Blazar Mechanina. When Haman saw Mordechai sitting at the gate of the king, Amar Koze. Oh, I looked at it a few words. I'm sorry. So Haman says to, you know, to his wife, right, and the whole Gassah, everybody there. This is worth nothing to me. Like he says, by Sefer Haman, you know, in Kodesh Rov, Rov Banavi, Kloshek Lo Melech, and so. Oh, it's really Abdei HaMelech. Haman goes home, he tells his family, his friends, all the wonderful things, again, how the king had raised him, and the only one who's inviting to this party is me and the king. And he says, "Because I know Shobeli, all this is equal nothing to me whenever I see this Mordechai that's sitting at the king's gate." So, "Because I know Shobeli, so Amar Blazar Mekanina, B'shashar Ra'ah Haman at Mordechai, Yoshim Shar Melech Amar, because I know Shobeli." In other words, the Gemara is trying to say, what's so significant that he sees Mordechai, that he's nothing's worth anything to me. So the Gemara says Kidrav Chista, and in Bach it's the words here. He says, So he sees Mordechai, so like all the estates and the pools and everything else is worth talking to him. He says Kidrav Chista, Damar of Chista, Zeba the Puzbali, Zeba the Puzbuti. That Mordechai was coming with a taina of Ashiras, we'll see with wealth, and Haman from poverty. So the Gemara is going to explain that at a point in time, years earlier, Haman had sold himself as a slave to Mordechai, and Mordechai had a shtar that Haman had sold himself as a slave. And so when Haman sees Mordechai, like, and he remembers like how Mordechai has got the shtar that is on his slave, so then because Mordechai can claim all my estates belong to him. He says, Amar Papa, Bakarule Abda, the Mizdabain.
And then the Bach has the words here. He says the slave that have been sold for like loaves of bread, and that all of his estate was chakuk alibo. So there's two ways to understand this. Some understand it metaphorically, like he was thinking about all his money all the time. Like when it says zeh, usually means like you point to something. So either means metaphorically that he was always thinking about all his money, or he had some list, or else a piece of jewelry that like had a list of his assets. He says, "V'shasharot Mordechai Yishev Shar Melech." When he sees Mordechai sitting in the Shar Melech, the mark was in his shovelly. This is worth nothing to me now because he's got the goods on me. And I'm going to be in trouble. All right. But Amar Reb Lazar, Amar Reb Hanina. One second. Yeah. If you look, by the way, Rashi on Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. It's about Prisbali, Mordechai by Labatana Osher, Haman Babatana Oni. So Rashi points out that Haman had sold himself to Mordechai for loaves of bread. What? Right. He says, now, I assume he didn't. He says, now, on the line five, this is an unrelated statement, that Hashem is going to be crowned on the head of every righteous man. He says, Shinemar. Now here's a quote from Yeshaya. Bayamahu Yeshem Svakot La Teretzvi Vigomer. He'll be like a beautiful crown. He says, My La Teretzvi. And then it says, Ulitzvirat Tifara. He'll be like a diadem. It's like a stone, like a glory. So he says, it means, the Gemara darshens out, Laosim Tzivyono. In other words, for the people who, in other words, it says, La Teretzvi. But the Gemara darshens it out, Tzvi can mean beautiful. But Tivyono means what your desires are, you know, Tzvi. So he says, so Gemara says, La'osin Ritzono, that was Hashem, the people who do his wishes. And then Tzvirat Tifara is the Mitzapim Tifarto, those who await his glory, means they're eagerly looking for Yimos Mashiach. Yecholakwal, I might think that anybody, you know, who's in that category will be in good shape. Kamalomer Lishar Amo, he says that, like the remnant of his people, he says the person who places himself like Shirai means he's humble spirited person. The spirit of justice that's continuing the pasuk to Donat Yitro, a person who's Donat Yitro, Rashi says the fourth wide line, Kofela Shuva Tshuva, like he forces himself to do Tshuva. Yoshev Halamishpat Zadan Din Emet Lamito. Din Emet Lamito. He does his things, you know, properly. In other words, he doesn't corrupt judgment. The Ligura Zahamat Amit Gaber Yitro. He overcomes his Yitzhahara. He says, Rashi says, Ulekh Rav Lavor Avira. Avira is usually in sexual nature. He says, I don't know, but that's what it usually is in the Gemara, at least. Meshibi Milchama, again, it's continuing with the Pasuk. Meshibi Milchama, Shosim don't need a Milchamta Shal Torah. He's there continuing with the waging the war of Torah. It's a reference to Tamid Chamim, get up early and stay late in the Beit Knesset and the shuls. So Midin Adin, the aspect of divine justice, said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mashnu Eilum Eilu. How come, you know, the Jewish people, they get such a wonderful deal and they have non-Jews, aren't, this isn't offered to them. So Amar La HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Asku B'Torah. So Hashem says, the Jews, they were Osek in Torah. What all of them ask of the Torah? They didn't busy themselves with Torah. Amar Lei, Slamidim didn't suspect for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Ei Lebayayin Shagu V'Sheichar Ta'u Paku Pleliya. It's the Pasuk continually. The next Pasuk says that among the Jews, there are people like, they're spending the time with wine, and they're stumbling, and Ein Paku El Gehenim. Gehenim. Shemar V'loti Yizot L'chalafuka. That's by Abigail with David Melech. Like, you know, don't do anything impetuously, like to kill Naval, it'll be like stumbling to you. So then there was the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that there's a big reward for the people who are steig in Torah, get up early to the base medrash, but the people who don't, so there's a midas hadin. And the midas hadin, they're going to go to Gehenim. That's what it's saying. They're not talmud b'lulim. They'll be judged for Gehenim. Okay, let's pause for a minute and take in questions, comments, and thoughts. Who's got any questions, comments, and thoughts? All right, I'm going to go in for the kill. All right, so we have a few extra minutes. I'll try to go slow. Say again, repeat. Well, all I can say is, like the Navi says, "Bayomu Yeshev Sukola Teretz Vi," will be like Hashem will be like a crown of like a beautiful crown on people. But the Gemara darshans it a Teretz Vi with Sefirat Parah means like a double entendre for the people who do his will. In other words, and the people who and then who are mitzapa for his tefarto. All right, let's see back on the Gemara.
Yes.
Yes.
Would not accept it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like enforcement. You can imagine enforcement would be difficult, but yeah, I hear it was the emes is on side of Mordechai, but like the Matthias is, I don't know if it, you know how far you get in court.
There's a
what? Okay, so the Sedana was saying that Mordechai should enforce his star that he says that Haman is an evidence. So I said it would be difficult to enforce. Okay, what do you want to say, Amar Moshe?
No, there's one place where Haman says to Zeresh that I'm like Mordechai and you're like Esther. So she replies to him, "You're no Mordechai and I'm no Esther."
Where is that?
I don't know. It's brought down somewhere in a medrash I saw. She says like that. So the question is, what is she saying to him? What did he say? What did she say? So I saw in one of the Chassidish Yisroel brings down if you take Mishpat Cotton. Of Esther and Mordechai, take away the zeros. It's 13 and 13, which is Yud Kei Vuv Kei. They're each 13. But if you do it with Haman and with Zeresh, it'll be 14 and 12.
All right, I'm going to move on. Okay, now we're on the fourth very medium wide line on Tefachim Beis about Tamar B'Chatzar Ben Hamelech HaPnimit. So Esther now in the narrative. She's going to see the king. So she stands by Chatzar Beit HaMelech HaPnimit at the inner chamber. So Amar Levi came and she gave the Beit HaTzlamim. When Esther got to the Beit HaTzlamim, this is the room with all the idols in it, is Taltaim and Ashtina. So the Shekhina left her. So Amra, so she says, now this Kaili Kaili Lama Zavtani, God, why have you forsaken me? This is in the Mizmor Ayelet HaShachar. Ayelet HaShachar is a Perek in Tehillim which relates to Esther. So Esther said, "Shema Tadan al Shogei Kamezid Yel Onis Karatzon." Maybe you're like I have to go in to see him now. This is a little bit like contradicts what we said before. We said that now she's going voluntarily before she was forced, but it means that under the circumstances, you know, I circumstances are such that I have to go to intercede for the Jews with Achashverosh. So are you judging? On Shogeg like Meizit, in other words, what do you he says an onus like Ratzon or Shema Ashkatid Kelev, or maybe you're coming down hard on me. I see that you're taking away the Ruach HaKodesh from me. Is I called Achashverosh Kelev a dog? Shenemar Hatzila Mecherav Nafshi Miad Kelev Yechidati. Save my Mecherav Nafshi from the Kelev Yechidati. So Chazra Kroto Aryeh. So then. Esther calls Achashverosh an Aryeh, a lion. In other words, explain the psukim. In one pasuk, she calls him a kelev, and she calls him a lion. Shnema hoshiini mi pi Aryeh, save me from the mouth of the Aryeh. Now, I saw the Arch quoted a pshat that the words haksila meicherav nafshi. The first letter of each word is hey mem nun. It's Haman, and that the kelev was Haman, and then the Aryeh was Achashverosh. And so she was saying, Hatzila Mecher Nashimi Ad Kelev Yechidati, and then she's quoting Achashverosh and Aryeh. But let me just see again quickly what the shot.
How is it responsive to Lama Azavtani when she goes in with the Avodah Zarah stuff in the room?
So, in other words, that's the way she has to get in to see the king. She's got to go through, that's what she didn't take care of decorations, you know, in the palace. But the point is that. That Hashem, the Ruach HaKodesh left her. That's the key. The Ruach HaKodesh left her, and she's on a mission to save the Jews. So we said before about Tobash Esther Malchut that she had Ruach HaKodesh, and then all of a sudden it departs from her. So she says in the Perek in Tehillim, Keli Keli Lama Zotanis, why have you forsaken me? I'm on a mission to save Klal Yisrael. Why have you forsaken me? So one shot is that he says maybe it's because I called the king a dog, and even though he's not a great king, but. Covered mouth. Yeah, I shouldn't do all of this. And then he says, So he says over here, quotes the Marsha Esther, who the first only Haman was responsible for the plot, and then she subsequently realizes Achashverosh is also a participant. It was a covenant to intensify her prayers pray for an even greater miracle. So therefore, we got to pray deliverance from the lion. Okay, so let me go further in the Gemara, because I'm running out of time. So he says here, So by Yikro de Melech and Esther Malka. So when the king sees Esther Amalka, so Nasachem Beinav, she finds favor in his eyes. By Yoshe de Melech Esther, Shavit is Hamas Shavit Adobat, Rav Esther, but God Rosh Shavit. He extends the golden scepter to her. So Amram Yochanan, Shoshama Alka Shar and Nizdam Labo Toshoah. There were three Malachi Sharit. We have a Gemara for you if you want to join us, please do. I like people looking at Gemaras. Here, take a Gemara. We're on page 30. Okay. We're around the sixth very wide line. Okay. So the Gemara says, So Amar Yochanan, Shosham Malachi Sharit and Zdam Labatasha, like three Malachim came to help her out at that moment. One looked at her neck. It means she had been fasting for 3 days. It's, you know, one day fast enough to feel shvach. 3 days really feel shvach. Although there's a gra that says that she and her maids only fasted 70 hours. Okay. So they would presumably break before, but she still felt weak. She lifted up her neck, so she'll be in good shape. The chashmashah chushal chesed aleah. One put like chushal chesed, like she'll, whoever would see her would find favor with her. The chashmatach et harshavit. And one that extended the scepter. In other words, he extends the scepter to her, but she's too weak to go to the scepter. So Bakama, how much they extend it? Amr b'yom yishte amot haya. Rir says the shavit was really 2 amot in length. So an amot could be a foot and a half, 2 feet, so it's like 4 feet. U'behemido al shte misrei. But he extended it to 12. Amri la shesh misrei. Some say 16 amot. Amri la shem yarba. Some say 24 amot. Vanita tana al shishim. In the Bryce we learn, instead of the 60. So I don't know the other numbers are different in Ramazan, but Rashi brings us something that Shishim. Rashi has, we'll see, there's a pasuk that's coming up where it's about Shishim. Bechein atamot seba tasha b'aparo relates to Parsha Shavua in Shabbos's 2 days ago. By it says, Vatishlach and Amatavat Yechad, about Paro extended her hand to save Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Bechein atamot seba shinei rishayim. Similarly, you see by the teeth of the rishayim, Yechtiv shinei rishayim shibartha. You broke the teeth of the Rishayim. So Rashi brings that. Look at Rashi. It's around 15 lines on the right-hand column from the bottom. He says, Og Melech HaBashan Masechet Barak HaPerek HaRo. You may remember from Daf Yomi that Og Melech HaBashan Sha'akar Har Bat Shlosh Parse. He uplifted a mountain that was 3 parsa in width. Lashlichol Yisrael. And a Tanoa Roshu, he put it on his head. Shlachosh Bonim Alim and Akum. They sent ants and they made holes in the mountain. And a Chas Patsavro, the mountain like fit over his head. He wanted to take it off, but his teeth had extended. He says, now, Rashi, so, you increased it. And Rashi says earlier that with the 60 amot, it's later. And it was the next Rashi says that it should say Vishain Rasha. In the Shini Rishim, Vishin Rasha Shibarta. It says, Vishini Rishim Shibarta. So you have the extra Yud and Shine, extra Yud Mem and Rishim, you get 60. All right, let me go further. Now, Rababar Ofran Amar Mishum Reblazar Shimam Rabob Rabob Rabob, my time. He says it was 200 Amot. Okay, by Yomer La Melech Esther Hamalka, and the Ransai says, Malach Esther Hamalka, Mabakasha Techar Hasil Kotmateas. So Akshur says, what's up, boy? Like, how come you're coming in here? He says, the Gemara says, Chatsiyam Malchut, half the kingdom I'll give you. Below Kol Malchut, you know, not the whole kingdom. Below Davar Shechotzeitz the Malchut. Nothing, not something that's in the middle of my Malchut. And that means the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's a limit to how much I'll give you. Don't ask for the Beis HaMikdash because I'm not giving it to you. Umayni hu bini Beit HaMikdash. Then she says, you know what I want? Yavo HaMelech BaHaman El Mishteh. I want you and Haman to come to the party, Esther says, that I'm making. So Tan Rabbanan, Marata Esther, she's not Haman. Now, Haman is like the Nazi that's trying to, this is like Hitler, Yimashmo. Like, I'm biting Hitler. I want to destroy his plan. I'm biting Hitler to the dinner. So why, of all people, would Esther invite Haman to the party she's making with Achashverosh? So Reb Lezer, we're packing Tanalo. So Reb Lezer says, this is the Braisa, Reb Lezer says that she planted traps for Haman. Shneimar, Yishol Tanam L'Fneihem L'Pach. That their table be like a trap for them. Rabbi Shua Omer, she learned it from her father's house. The pasuk says, if your if your enemy is hungry, feed him. But it's like in a way, it sounds like to work out for his ultimate destruction. But Meir Omer, because he actually told Eitz of Yimrod that she wanted to keep an eye on Haman. She didn't want Haman to overthrow Achashverosh. And so this way he'll be here where I know where he's. I know where he's at. I know what he's doing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in other words, she doesn't want anybody to suspect that she's Jewish. So if she doesn't invite Haman, oh, maybe she's Jewish. If she's inviting Haman, nobody thinks she's Jewish. Rabbi Chemi Omer, Israel, Achot Yishlan Beit HaMelech, Yisichu Datan Min Arachim. She didn't want the Jewish people to get lackadaisical and say, Esther, our woman in Shushan is taking care of everything for us. We don't have to worry about our tefillot and our fast or anything like that. So this will keep the Jews on their toes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kadeshi Matsui La B'cholet, that he would be around at any moment and she could mess him up in something before the king. Shimonasi Omer, Ulayar Gisha Makom, the Yasalan Nis, that maybe Hashem's one shot that Rashi has is that Hashem will see that I have to be mocked at this Rasha and be Mizalza on my kavod, and then have Rachel Mimunas and save us. Mishuman Korach Omer, Aspir Lo Panim, Kadeshi Arei Guvahi. Mishuman Korach says the idea is I'll show favor at the party to Haman, and then maybe Achashverosh will kill me and Haman, but then the Jews will be saved. And Rashi brings down, we had this Gemara recently in the end of Tanis, that when there's a Gzeira and one of the participants of the Gzeira is killed, that's the end of the Gzeira, so it would be the end of the Gzeira. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Melach HaFachan Haya. Rabban Gamliel says that Haman was like very fickle, he was always like changing his mind. So she thought, if I get him, Achashverosh, to agree to execute Haman, so we'll do it right away. He's right here, and we'll do it, because otherwise he'll change his mind later on. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, and I'm speaking on the Modai. This is a phrase that comes up frequently in Shas. Gamliel says, we still need the Modai, Reb Lazar Modai, and the Tanya, Reb Lazar Modai Omer, Kenatoba Melach, Kenatoba Sarim, that she aroused the jealousy of the king against Haman, and she roused the jealousy of other ministers against Haman by inviting Haman and nobody else. So the king wanted to see inviting Haman, and then the other ministers say, how come he got invited? And that would lead to his downfall. Okay, those are the Tanaim. Now the Gemara quotes some of Marayim. Rab Amar, the thing Shever Gon. Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, like, before the downfall is like excessive haughtiness or pride. So she wanted to puff him up and then bring him down. Abai Rabbi Dharma Tavayu, the Chumam Ashit Mishtayim Begomer. This Pasuk is by Belshazzar. So Belshazzar, he goes to war, he has a big day in battle, but he seems successful, and then he has the party and leads to his downfall, and the same thing with Haman. He'll be at the party, that'll be it. Okay, Ashka Rabba Baravu Eliyahu. So Rabba Baravu encountered Eliyahu and Avi, Amar Le Kaman Chazi Esther V'Avdahaki. So what was the real pshat? Why did Esther invite Haman? So Eliyahu says, Amar Le Kikulu Tanai Kikulu Morai. It was in accordance with all the pshat that we just said and the Amorayim. Okay, now the Gemara continues on with the Navi. In the Navi, by Sperlehem Kaman and Kodesh Rov Banav, that Haman related all of his wealth and Rov Banav, his multitude of sons. So Kama Rov Banav, how many sons did he have? Amarav Shoshim. Rabbi said he had 30. Asura Meitu, 10 died. Basra Nitlu, 10 were hung. Those ones in the Megillah. Basra Machazel Ptachim, 10 are running around asking for food. Rabbanan Amri, Otech Machazel Ptachim, Shimim Havi. The Chachamim say the ones that were asking for food were 70. The Chiv, Shveim Balechem Niskaru, that those who had been satiated with food are now being paid like those who had been satiated with food are now being paid to ask for food. I'll to pray Sveim El Shivim. Don't say Sveim El Shivim. Rami Bar Abamar, Kulan Matayim Shvona Havu. Ram Rami says there are 208 of them. Shnemar Varov Banav, Varov B'Gematri Matan. So this is Robanav. In other words, because the Gematria of Varov should be 208. The Gemara says Varov B'Gematria Matan Ve'ar Besar Havu. Varov B'Gematria is 214, not 208. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak, the Rov Tzim. Rov is spelled Chaser. So Vav Rash Beit is 6 and 202. So that's 208. So we have that. Okay, now. That's what he says. Okay, now. The Laila who. Okay, but I have to go. I'm sorry. The Laila who nodded Ashton Malach. That night, the king couldn't rest. The sleep didn't do too well. So Amr B'Tanakun nodded Ashton Malach Shalom. So it means the sleep of the Ribbono Shalom was like Kibyachol, you know, not in such good shape. And I was like, Hashem is, you know, like not in rest. For Rabbanan Amri, Nadu El Yonim, Nadu Tathonim.
Elyonim, like the Malachim, were in a state of activity, and the Tachonim as well. So different shot that Rashi has, but one shot that Rashi has is that the Malachim were like praying with Tachanunim, and the Jews downstairs were praying with Tachanunim. Rav Amar Shnat Mahamelech Achashverosh Mamash Nafalei Milta B'Daitei. So Rabbi says it means Achashverosh Tutzor Shemikri, he couldn't sleep. Nafalei Milta B'Daitei, thought came to him while he was in bed. Amar Maid the command is Mitei Esther LaHaman. Why did Esther invite Haman? Maybe somebody's plotting against me to kill me. He says, "Hadar Amar Yehakilu Have a Gavra Derachimli Dava Modali." Then he said, "Look, wouldn't there be somebody who would tell me if that would be the case?" Hadar Amar. Then he said, "Dilma Ikin Inish Dava BTV." So maybe somebody did him a favor for me. Below Prate, I didn't, you know, pay him back. Shemahatim in the Inishi Below Migli. So people say, "Why should I even bother telling him? He doesn't give me anything." So Miad Vayomer Lavi Yitzefer Zikron Odebrei on him. So immediately he summons like the chronicles we read before, by Unikrim, Lameshnikraim Yalehen. By Unikraim, I would think by Ukorim, it says by Unikraim, they were read. It says that the words like came out of himself, like the opening, like the chronicles and then reading themselves. By Imatse Chatuv, Katami by, like Chatuv means it's like recently written. So Katav would be an old writing. Lameid, the top line on Tazem and Aleph, to Shimshai Mokai, to Gabriel Kotev. Shimshai was like a Sona Yisrael. And he was erasing the whole incident about Mordechai, and Gabriel would come and write it again. Amravasi Darish Rishila Ishbar Tamarta Umak Tavshel Mash Tavshel Yisrael. And in the fact, if a writing below, which was Kutzah Yisrael, is not erased, Tavshel Malu Koshkin. Certainly, the Tavan Shemayim that would not be erased. Okay, learning today was Lelu Neshama of Malka Devor about Yosef Hakohen Zechorno Lebracha.
Thank you. Quick question: what is the star?
Okay, we'll do the same thing.
Which car?
Which is Hamelach Vahaman? Yes, yeah. Right. There's several like that in the Megillah. Okay.
What is the relationship between Mordechai and Haman that Haman was beholden to him with the star?
Mordechai. Haman has sold himself as a slave to Mordechai.
Mordechai, okay? For the loaves. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. It's called. Have a good night.